What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Thanks for that burp there,
that was,
Scotty.
You didn't say you were rolling yet. I'm sorry.
Okay. Who burps into a microphone repeatedly after you've been burned by this? Yeah. Why do you keep doing it?
I didn't think we started yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started.
And sounded... I'm over here picking my teeth. I mean,
yeah, you got to warn us.
Seriously.
Natural habitat.
We're ready to go at any time here. Come on, people.
Yeah, it's true.
When I signed up for this, it was radio.
No, but you know what,
Not
Danielle?
Not look at my face-io.
To Nate's point, well, I was taught in radio, be ready for anything. You almost have to have a sense.
You were not taught with cameras when you were growing up.
It's not about cameras.
And how come so many times every show Elvis says, scary? You go, what, huh? And he goes, well, you listen to Howard?
Well, I never said I was good at it.
Okay.
I was taught.
He
didn't absorb it.
One of the rules of radio were they could throw anything. Be spontaneous and react, you know, the way you would honestly react if your friend just said the same thing in a bar.
Yep.
That's how we were taught.
That's right. Reacting verbally, but you didn't grow up with cameras in your face. Like, here's radio.
The cameras are a totally different dynamic.
It's called improvisation.
All right, so what's cool? Thanks.
What's the worst thing about having a camera for you, Gandhi?
I don't even know where to start. The angles of the camera are never what the angle of my face appears to me to be. And you guys know I love to roll in here like straight out of bed, no makeup, like right now. And that doesn't photograph well either, or video well at all. So there's that.
Yeah, when you get the email that says, be camera ready, I go, look, my camera ready and your camera ready. 2 different camera ready.
Sitting by the fire.
Scary, do you remember when we got the first Z cam in the studio in like 1996?
Yes.
And because I would do overnights and I was never paying attention. And I would always, always a web camera that was watching us. And then so people would take shots of us and they would turn up and I'd be picking my nose or, you know, whatever.
Yep. Right.
Because you don't remember that it's even there.
That's right. We did have this, it was a still frame, it was a camera that took a picture like once every 10 seconds. And that was the motion of it. Like 10 seconds. And then 10 seconds later, you're like this. And then 10 seconds later, you're back here.
But there was no social media.
It was the worst.
You know.
So, Scary, were you ready every 10 seconds for the camera?
No.
Well, I think I think the whole thing with the cameras is it really, I mean, it can do a number on your self-esteem because you look at yourself and you take photographs that you find flattering and you like, and you think, okay, that's good. That's what I look like.
Right.
Then you see this shit, which is like 17 chins in, and it's, wait a second. I look like that? Oh my God, I look like that.
Honestly, the lighting in here is the most horrific lighting ever. And even when you go outside, if they don't turn on those nice lights, I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, so my favorite is being laying in bed, looking at your phone, and then you open up one of the apps that has the camera. And you're like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want a picture. Like,
it's like your face is melting into the pillow.
Snapchat's the worst. It automatically defaults to that. I'm like, stop it. Open the freaking self-facing camera.
What about you, Nate? What's the worst for you?
You know, I'm not a huge fan either, because, you know, the lenses aren't that great. To your point, Gandhi, you would look really good if it was a better lens.
But
camera lenses that in these computers, they're terrible.
Hold on, that's right about Gandhi. She would look better. But I told Scary I needed to test new equipment. I set up a actual, like, studio for webcasting in one of my extra bedrooms. I bought a computer, a new desk, a gaming desk, and an HD webcam, and I turned it on this weekend, and I went, what the fuck? And I went right back to my couch.
Were you really prepared to upgrade?
I have an HD camera. I got a new laptop. I got a new backdrop. Set it up in my empty bedroom.
Well, you know, when you watch the HD channels, they have extra makeup on. They have HD makeup on.
Yeah, well, I don't have that.
Because it's very different. You see every flaw, everything.
I mean, but Scary's been telling this all these years. We need to put the camera way up high, you know? Yeah. So, like, when Scary takes a picture, you're on the ceiling to take a photo of him.
He walks around with a ladder. He gives people a ladder. Right. He goes, climb this ladder.
But also, you have our web people come in, and when I have my laptop here, which is where Danielle and I will usually keep it when everyone's on Zoom, they're like, put your computer down. We can't see your face. Put it down. So then it comes at this angle, which is the 19
inches. Look, I'm going to show you. This is not a flattering angle for me. This is straight on. But if I was up here like this,
makes no difference.
Nah, didn't make a ton of difference. Nah.
A little better.
My favorite, though, if people pay attention, is when Scary is getting ready to be on the camera.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He does this, which I cannot figure out what it is.
Oh, he's stretching out his under chin.
Do it, Scary. Do it.
A lot more flattering.
No. Do your camera pose.
He wasn't listening to anything we just said. Yeah.
Do your camera pose.
What?
Will you do this thing?
He also leans forward.
Yeah.
No, look at that. Isn't that a better angle?
Scary, it's like the top of your head at this point.
Right, but Scary, my question is, what are you doing when you do the chin thing, when you go like...
He's getting rid of the double chins, Frog.
Hey, I'm stretching out my chin.
But doesn't it go right back where it was before?
This is a better angle than me.
This is hilarious. Do you really think you're going to hold your camera like that the whole time?
This is flattering.
Okay, you really need to be watching this episode if you're just listening to it.
The other scary trait that he does when getting ready for camera, he shakes like he's getting rid of anything. He goes...
What is that?
He does a shake.
Look at how cute he looks.
There you go. Mission accomplished.
By the way, how about when they're recording what we're doing on Zoom all morning, and then they post it like this on the Instagram? I'm like, dude, it's not supposed to be a close-up of my freaking nose hairs.
I feel so violated.
What is that?
There's so many of the videos. Well,
while we're on the topic... I hate when they cut off the top of my head and it looks like I have no hair. Like, hey, what's going on? It's Scary. I look bald now.
I'm like, shouldn't they have to ask permission?
I have hair.
To do that?
They don't. They just take advantage of us. I was like you, Danielle. I was like, oh, radio will be cool. No,
I will say, though, and people are generally harder on themselves than, because I look at you guys and I'm like, I don't see anything wrong.
You're very kind.
But that makes it worse, because then that is what we look like.
Yeah, but then I think, but then I look at myself and I'm like, I don't know how I look today. Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, I think we judge ourselves way worse. Scary, will you stop it?
Scary.
And we look good. We look good like that.
No, don't.
You can't tell me you don't look great. Look at how sexy you are now.
Oh, actually, through that camera, that is you got like the Glenn Close filter on that.
Yeah, he's got some crazy pink filter on it.
He's also got like a fisheye lens turned on. It's trying to make the house look bigger, right? Danielle, like a real estate agent?
It does look that way.
Maybe.
Is that your
slogan? Is that a trick that they do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I posted pictures on Instagram a couple of weeks ago of a pool And one picture had the fisheye lens and one didn't. It looks like two different houses.
Oh, yeah. They get the good angles. They know the
this
angles.
This just in. Scary uses the Sloman's doorbell camera.
You get a podcast. You get a podcast.
Yeah, no, with those lenses. But with those lenses, you can take a picture of a walk-in closet and it looks like a room.
Yeah.
Right. Really?
There's photographers that they're real estate photographers, and that's what they do for a living. They, you know.
Yeah, because I'll always look at the pictures, right, of the apartment or whatever, and I'm like, wait, the couch is there in this picture, and over here it's right next to the fucking wall.
They'll make, and then you get there, you're disappointed, but they get you in the house.
You always,
Or it looks like it'll be this giant, like, spread of a home, and it says 690 square feet. Yeah, yeah, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
How did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Very close. All right, what else are we going to talk about today?
Ooh.
I mean, it is National VCR Day. And if we're
Can we go back to that?
Scotty and I were talking about this off air. You said you have a VCR, a VHS, whatever, plugged in, ready to go, right?
Yes, I have one that is currently plugged in and working if I ever needed it. And I also have a portable one.
I'm going to best all of you. And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
is
you're not going to best me.
Well, or are you worsting?
Maybe I'm worsting. Okay. I'm going to worst all of you. Not me. Maybe. I have not only a working VHS, I have a plugged in and working CD player, turntable, DVD player, cassette deck, AM, FM stereo, and they're all connected. At any given moment, I could pop any one of those media in, and I could just play it and ready to go.
Love it.
Will I have done it? Have I done it? No. And I haven't used any of it since I connected.
Okay, but hold on. When is Scary and Scotty, when is the last time you truthfully used your VCR?
Within a year. It's been probably 10,
what did
11.
You watch?
What were you watching?
I was dubbing a high school video onto DVD.
Of the cheerleaders?
Right. No. Does the girl that you secretly videotaped, does she know that this VHS exists or no?
Okay. No, it was a high school video that I was dubbing, so it wouldn't, you know.
You did have porn on VHS, though.
Everybody did.
No, but no, 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 because when I moved you out of your apartment.
What? I didn't either.
I never had any VHS.
Was it homemade porn, Scotty?
No. Dude, hello. Before DVDs, porn came on VHS.
I know that.
And so did you.
Hi-oh. just the cover box, Brody. Just the cover.
Is girly magazines? Oh. So my mom one day was vacuuming. She's like, I don't understand why it's not sucking up anything. I don't, because my brother rolled up the magazine and shoved them into the thing of the vacuum cleaner, and it sucked up the vacuum.
Oh my god! Move. I totally thought it was clogged with something else, and this story was going in a different direction.
Why are all these sucks in
Oh my god!
Okay, back to Scotty's VCR. So, do you think you'll fire it up today, just in honor of VCR Day?
If you would like me to, I'll record it and I will fire it up. Yes. But I mean, it's,
what will you watch?
Listen, the only VHS tapes I have right now is like Beavis and Butthead from the 90s and old high school videos that I shot on my VHS-C camera that you have to put on the adapter.
I love you and I know you very well. You absolutely have at least one porn on VHS left.
False. I threw them all away.
But he did have them no more than 10 years ago, because when I moved him out of his apartment, he had a box of them.
Okay, that was 15 years ago, but I threw them out.
Okay, Scotty.
I believe him.
You threw out the tapes. Did you throw out the porn boxes with the pictures on them?
I never kept the boxes. I never, ever kept the boxes. I only had the tapes. Dude, you guys are making me out like this porn fiend. You guys all had fucking porn, so cut the shit.
I did not. I have it on my phone right now for $3.99.
I did.
Scotty, where do you keep all this stuff?
What stuff?
Your VCR.
All this shit. Your VCR. Your fucking all the porn. Other crap.
I don't have any more porn. I got rid of it.
Okay, not the porn.
He doesn't have VHS porn. He has DVD porn.
Can I just say something? Who needs porn now? Why are these adult bookstores still in business?
Stupid.
I don't understand that
either. Because they sell toys and stuff too.
Yeah. Allegedly. They're called adult toys and not books. Who bought porn books anyway?
They sell things to cram in your orifices.
All right, anyway, so in my basement, I have a couple of mail crates that are full of VHS-C tapes, which are the mini VHS tapes that you put in the adapter. They're all labeled. I just have to dub them at some point.
And those have porn.
No, they don't. Okay.
I would love to see your high school footage, though. That, like, you in high school would be entertaining.
Let me tell you, I was the guy that had the video camera every day since it was late junior, and then all of senior year, I brought a video camera to school every day.
That wasn't creepy at all.
Yeah, like the Goldbergs.
My high school videos were like the peak Jackass, so it's like all our friends doing Jackass.
Ours too.
Yeah. But Scare, you said you have a VHS.
Yes, a VCR. It's connected, yes.
What VHS do you have?
Still readily available. A lot of Disney movies, which are unopened.
Wait, you have Disney movies? What?
Yeah, unopened.
If there are, we used to get them, those from the van?
No, we used to get them complimentary here to the radio station.
All right, Scotty and Scary, I have a question. Is your VCR blinking 12 o'clock, or did you did you set the time?
No, it's just it's powered off. It doesn't. It's just blank right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mine is similar, but Scary, it's not.
You're telling me you have Lion King unopened right now.
I may have. I don't know what I have. I got to go through it.
$150 on eBay right now.
Are you serious?
He won't sell it, though. He'll have me sell it.
VHS? VHS.
Unopened. I will tell you, less than 10 years ago, I sought and purchased The Incredible Shrinking Woman on VHS. Oh. Because Amy
once again,
and I
not
to
creepy
watch
at
it.
All.
Lie.
Oh. Amy and I
was
wanted
incredible
to watch
shrinking
it. It
woman porn parody.
It was not available anywhere.
I have the original
Let
American.
One thought from him.
I'm just saying, Amy and I really wanted to watch it for some reason because we were talking about it. And Concepcion, the maid that was smoking cigarettes and throwing eggs down the sink, we were talking about that for some reason. So we really wanted to watch it, and you couldn't it was nowhere to be found. You couldn't at the time rent it anywhere. It wasn't on DVD, so I found a VHS copy on eBay and bought it, and thankfully we had our VCR and we watched it, and I still have it.
So as a Star Wars nerd, the reason I have my VCRs, the only available version of the original three Star Wars movies unredone in 97 are on VHS.
Okay.
If you want the classic Star Wars 4, 5, and 6.
That's worth something. Now, I have American Idol from Justin to Kelly. Is that worth anything?
No.
Throw it out.
No.
Is it unopened?
Come on, I love that movie.
You are the only one.
And I also have the complete Muppet Show.
It's not worth the plastic that the VHS tape is concealed in.
By the way, speaking of Justin, you know what he's doing now, right?
Guarini?
He's the Dr. Pepper effeminate dancer in the commercials.
There's a VHS tape right there. Thank you, Scotty. And it's been watched. Oh, my God.
Scary. I just pulled up what some of these Disney movies are worth. I mean, the 101 Dalmatians, if you have a certain version, $6,000.
Okay,
what?
I'm going to have to be in plastic.
Right. It has to be unopened. You said they were unopened.
But here's my question. What are people doing with them that they're going to pay $6,000?
But the problem is these VHS cassettes, they degrade. So at some point, you won't even be able to watch them anymore.
Yeah, it's not for watching. It's just for the collector part.
Little Mermaid, $1,000. Aladdin, $1,500.
Yeah, Little Mermaid.
But unopened because I have Little Mermaid.
Well, that was back in the day when they would put them back in the vault.
In the vault. Yeah. Little Mermaid was one of the ones they put back in the vault. Yeah. So everybody ran to buy them.
Now with Disney Plus, there's nothing in the vault.
But you should take a look at
what
you
have my collection.
There.
No, but the problem is all the ones that we have say for promotional use only and have a hole punched in it, so it's worthless.
Well, that changes everything.
That really does.
$2.
They say you can't sell those on eBay, but you can.
Do they all have that?
If you got it from the radio station, 90% of them do, yes.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Can we talk about that? I was at a radio station event, and you know they have the promo table that has all the things to give away. Have you seen the things we give away?
Mm-hmm. Lately?
It was like maybe anything. DVD of Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
From the 80s?
Yeah. The garage, I was at the garage not too long ago, and it's still full of DVDs and like games from consoles that people don't use anymore.
Yeah. Poopery. We're giving away poopery.
It's like the next.
Everybody could use that.
Yeah, everybody poops.
Yeah. It wasn't even the real one. It was that VI poo one.
Check that on eBay. What's that worth on eBay?
People want the stickers and the t-shirts. That's all they want. Yep. You just need to have the tables. Yeah. The stuff that has our logo on it. Surprisingly.
Where are we at on time there, Frog?
Oh, we're over.
Okay.
Oh, wait, but how much? For how much?
Over a minute.
Start.
A minute. All right. We got a minute back.
There we go. Pack it on the end of the week. Bye, everybody.
Happy National VCR Day.
Oh, jeez.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.